Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Joining me, as always, is Billboard.com senior editor Katie Atkinson. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Getting excited about the Billboard Music Awards in just a few days, or like a week or two.
Yeah, it's next, a week from next weekend?
It's less than 2 weeks away.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Very excited.
We'll both be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas.
Woohoo! Well, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we've got news about Harry Styles' new video, Miley Cyrus's new music, and how Nicki Minaj is helping fans pay for college. Along with chart updates about DJ Khaled debuting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, how Willie Nelson bows at number one on the Top Country Albums chart, and Gorillaz and Mary J. Blige earn handsome debuts in the top three of the Billboard 200 Albums chart.
Plus, we have an interview with Sandy Peppa Denton and DJ Spinderella of Salt and Peppa. We caught up with two-thirds of the iconic hip-hop trio to reflect on the 30th anniversary of their debut on Billboard's charts way back in 1987. We also talk about their current run on the I Love the 90s tour, how there's hope of new music from the act in the future, and we play a chart trivia game with the ladies, too. So stick around for that later on in the show. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you have any questions for us, feel free to tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts.
So I think it's time to run through three of the biggest headlines of the week over on Billboard.com.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
Oh, good.
So first up, Harry Styles' solo career officially took off with the release of his high-flying Sign of the Times video. Photos emerged from the video set last month showing Styles suspended from a small plane over the Scottish countryside, and those stunts were put to good use in the epic clip, which shows the One Direction singer taking flight over mountains and waterfalls and all sorts of lush scenery. There's all sorts of metaphors in this this video. He's completely by himself, one solo man, as he now is in his career, and he's taking flight. So, you know, we're really just going straight for the...
It's quite literal.
It's quite literal.
Yeah.
Do you think that we'll see a big impact on next week's Hot 100 from the video?
Yeah, I mean, so far the song has peaked at, what, number four, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I should know that, but, you know, it's helpful to have a prompt. It could. It would have been better had the video come out the same day as when the song premiered for streaming
sure.
and sales, because that's maximum impact all at one time.
Or had it come out Friday overnight or Thursday at midnight
instead of the middle of the week because you lose some of the tracking.
Lost a few days there, Harry.
Yeah, they're not. They're clearly they are not thinking about charts. They're just thinking
about artistry.
You know, when it's best to deliver a piece of art to the public.
Indeed.
So we'll see.
And next up, Miley Cyrus sat down with Billboard for our latest cover story this week. And in the open interview, it is revealed that her next single, Malibu, comes out on Thursday.
Hey.
New Miley music. The singer plans to go back to basics on the new song, which will be her first original music as a lead artist since 2015. So we haven't gotten a lot of Miley in a while.
Why? Because was there something after 2015? Oh, the Flaming Lips thing.
She did that Dead Pets, Miley and her Dead Pets.
Right, got it.
So the song, which Miley dubs controversial in its sweetness, is said to be about her fiancé, Liam Hemsworth.
Aww.
She said in the story, "They're going to talk about me if I come out of a restaurant with Liam, so why not put the power back in my relationship and say, this is how I feel." We also got a small taste of the lyrics in the cover story. She sings, "I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song, but here I am, next to you, the sky so blue, in Malibu."
You blue in Malibu.
I love it. And as you can tell by the photos in our cover story, it seems like it's a very kind of rural country feel, which, you know, is fitting for Miley, considering the Cyrus family.
True, though, you know, in recent years, she's kind of made a lot of news for not wearing very many clothes and kind of being very kind of, you know, sort of kind of confrontational with her lack of clothing.
And she talks about that in the article as well.
Oh, well.
She says, you know, I don't know if people are going to sit down and listen to me and take me seriously if I'm wearing nipple pasties. So she's...
Points to ponder.
She's just a little bit of about face, and I think we'll hear a musical about face on Thursday as well. And finally, in the feel-good story of the week, Nicki Minaj has offered via Twitter to help fans pay their tuition and settle up their college loan debt. It all started when Minaj was tweeting about a contest to join her at the upcoming Billboard Music Awards on May 21st, when one fan suggested that the rapper instead pay for their college fees. She tweeted, "Show me straight A's that I can verify with your school and I'll pay it. Who wants to join that contest? Dead serious. Should I set it up?" Minaj went on to tell a few dozen fans to DM her their information so she could help them all out. So basically, Nicki wins this week.
Yeah, I saw it. I think I was waking up on Sunday and one of our coworkers tweeted something about how they were getting emotional just looking at like Nicki's Twitter feed. And I was like, all right, let me go look. And, it, you know, people would tweet like, "Nicki, I need just, you know, $250 to pay off my books. Here's the receipt." And she's like, "DM it to me, you know,
yep.
Send me your details. We'll make it work." I mean, she didn't, I'm sure like everyone was trying to get her to help, but, you know, she was actually asking follow up questions like, "Show me proof. Is that all you need? Like, send me the information. We'll hook you up." Blah, blah, blah.
We're talking about 30 plus fans, too, that she did this for. You know, maybe it's an elaborate scam to get all their bank information.
I doubt that.
I know that's not true.
I doubt that.
No, I think Nicki has a huge heart and did this out of the goodness of her heart. So it's a pretty cool story.
Well, good for you, Nicki.
Indeed.
We'll see you at the Billboard Music Awards,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, we will. She'll be performing.
Yes. Also nominated for the Billboard Chart Achievement Award, which people can vote on the interwebs.
Indeed.
Woohoo, go Nicki. Mm-hmm. Well, let's run the Billboard chart numbers and do the chart chat. Here are three of the biggest headlines on the charts. Number one, for a third week in a row, we've got a new number one on the Billboard Hot 100 as DJ Khaled's I'm the One debuts straight in atop the list. Number two, Willie Nelson, at the youthful age of 84, gets his 17th number one on the Top Country Albums chart. And three, Gorillaz and Mary J. Blige earn handsome debuts in the top three of the Billboard 200 albums chart, but they can't bump Kendrick Lamar from the top slot. Okay, let's break down each of these individually. First up, DJ Khaled. He achieves his first...
That's not how you say his name.
What?
It's DJ Khaled.
I was like,
okay,
wait,
go ahead.
Wait, all this time I've been saying it wrong and no one's corrected me? It's like, no, that can't be right. Well, he achieves his first number one. I was really scared there for a second. I'm like,
sorry.
This can't be right. It's like when I struggle with Camila Cabello for such a long time.
That's right. You got it.
Okay. So anyway, he achieves his first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 as I'm the One, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne debuts straight in atop the list. The track sold 171,000 downloads in the week ending May 4th, according to Nielsen Music, and also earned 54 million streams. Khaled hadn't gone any higher than number 10 previously, with another one track, I'm On One, featuring Drake, Rick Ross, and hey look, Lil Wayne. I'm the One's number one debut also gives Bieber his fourth number one, Lil Wayne his third, and the first leader for both Quavo as a solo artist and Chance the Rapper. As part of Migos, Quavo hit the top with Bad and Bougie. So, Katie, we've now had three new number ones in a row on the Hot 100 in three successive weeks. Kendrick Lamar's Humble, Bruno Mars's That's What I Like, and now DJ Khaled's I'm the One. Would you believe it's been over 7 years since we've had this much turnover at number one? Would you believe it?
I would not believe it. No, actually,
this is where you just say, I don't believe it.
I'm just pumped that there's so many new songs getting to share the spot.
I know, after what, like 3 months or 8 years with Ed Sheeran and Chainsmokers? It last happened in December of 2010 when Rihanna's Only Girl in the World, Pink's Raise Your Glass, and Katy Perry's Firework all went back to back to back at number one in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's...
it's three divas all in a row.
Three divas, and this time it wasn't three divas.
No, it was not.
No, it was not. Next up, the legendary Willie Nelson, at a sprightly 84 years old, debuts at number one on the Top Country Albums chart with God's Problem Child. It's his 17th number one on the list, stretching all the way back to 1979's Willie Nelson and Family Live. The arrival at number one makes Nelson the oldest act to have earned a chart topper on the Top Country Albums chart, easily beating himself. He just topped the list back in 2015 when he was 82 with Django and Jimmy, his collaborative effort with Merle Haggard. Or maybe it's Django.
No, it's definitely Django.
Django. Katie, would you believe Willie Nelson has never had a number one on the all-genre Billboard 200
wow,
albums chart?
Wow, that is surprising.
The closest he got was with Always On My Mind, which hit number two for 4 weeks back in 1982. Want to take a guess as to what it was stuck behind for that entire four-week stretch?
I'm already laughing because I see it in the script here.
Okay. Well, it was supergroup Asia.
It's incredible.
With its self-titled album, which was propelled by the song Heat of the Moment.
Indeed.
It was the heat.
40-year-old Virgin fans will know that song well.
Was that used in 40-year-old
Yeah,
Virgin?
He's like running along. Yeah, I think he's a big Asia fan. I think he has an Asia poster in his house.
Of all things.
Of all things.
My God.
Well, he was one of these people who made it number one back in 1982.
Man. Well, finally, speaking of the Billboard 200, Kendrick Lamar's Damn spends a third straight week at number one, earning 173,000 equivalent album units in the week ending May 4th. At number two, however, Gorillaz bows with Humans, earning 140,000 units. Further, the act sold 115,000 in traditional album sales, which is their best sales week ever. And that's hard to do considering hardly anyone sells albums anymore. At number three, the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, notches her 20th charting effort with Strength of a Woman. It's her highest charting album in more than 7 years, since Stronger with Each Tear debuted and peaked at number two back on January 9th, 2010. Katie, it seems like Kendrick will step aside next week at number one, because industry forecasters suggest Chris Stapleton's From a Room Volume 1 or Logic's Everybody could start atop the list.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those in the know suggest that Logic has the edge on Stapleton, though, but we shall see how the week shakes out.
I'll have to pick up a Chris Stapleton album.
Yeah, and he says it's Volume 1, From a Room Volume 1. So does that mean Volume 2 is like right around
Maybe
the corner?
Maybe he's pulling a John Mayer.
Well, no, this is a full-length
full
album. Yeah, this isn't like the weird complete your album sort of thing that he did. Well, I believe now it's time for our guest interview with Salt-N-Pepa. Well,
yes.
Two-thirds of the group, actually.
Hey, that's quorum.
Yeah, we got enough to make it work. Back in March, yes, March, we caught up with Sandy Peppa Denton and DJ Spinderella of Salt and Peppa backstage at the Los Angeles stop of the I Love the 90s tour. The package tour continues through the rest of the year with a rotating cast of acts like Vanilla Ice, Color Me Bad, and Coolio appearing on the tour. We talked to Peppa and Spinderella, who were repping for the absent Salt, a.k.a. Cheryl James, about how this year marks the 30th anniversary of the Grammy Award-winning act's debut on Billboard's charts. Also about how their music is being discovered by new generations of fans through everything from Lip Sync Battle and
Deadpool,
which they specifically talked about.
There's a commercial that has Ryan Geico Reynolds thing, in it, too, that has a different... What a Man, I think, isn't it?
Beyonce and Blue Ivy and Beyonce's mom dressing up like Salt and Pepper for Halloween last year.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing how their music is being discovered and embraced by new generations of fans, and also in a really positive way. That's really important, too. We also talk about how they're aiming to make new music in the future, which is very exciting. And we play a chart quiz with the ladies that's all about their own career on the charts. So, here's our chat with Peppa and Spinderella. Real good. Welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast, Salt and Peppa and Spinderella.
Yes.
Though there's two thirds of the group here.
The pie.
We're missing a Salt.
Yeah.
Salt is somewhere else right now. Mm-hmm. But Pep and Spin are repping
That's
for the
right.
Salt.
We repping.
We are backstage at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles, where you are headlining the I Love the 90s tour.
Yes.
Which has been going on since, what, 2015, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And still going.
Yeah.
We were actually booked till 2018.
It's ridiculous, and it's been so successful. And you've headlined the bulk of the shows,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all in on all of them.
What is it about this package and this show that has been so appealing to people, do you think?
I think the 90s itself, when you say the 90s, it's just nostalgia.
It's like...
The 90s was like an incredible era for music, pop culture, hip hop, just everything. And people want to go back.
Yeah.
And Salt and Pepper was like, we were literally in our prime. And musically, people want to go back to that. So
yeah. When you're on the tour, do you kind of have that moment of nostalgia too? Because you're on this tour with a bunch of different acts that change kind of each night depending on what city you're in.
Right, right.
Do you have those moments of like, wow, I remember that? Do you like watch the show from backstage?
Yeah, I always watch the show. I do love watching the show. You know, and I do love watching the show. It's fun. It's like, wow. And I watch the audience and I see the joy and the happiness, and they're really into it. You know, all the acts that comes.
Not just you guys. I mean, obviously, you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Everyone, of course, is awesome.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I look at it and I'm like, wow. You know, a lot of times they don't even come dressed as the 90s. Like, some of them will have outfits
on. Do they come out in like the crazy like leather
like
jackets?
What you have on.
What?
Were you trying?
No.
Oh. No.
But thank you.
Okay, seriously.
You're trying to save
it
now.
Okay, let me give you.
This is what I normally wear.
No, babe. Okay, well, you must be a product of the 90s, honey. Cause
sure.
It's very grunge.
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm wearing a plaid shirt.
Grunge.
And I'm
Am I wrong?
Yes,
Am I right?
I see where you're going with this.
All right.
It's all right.
Audience, it was not a shot, dude.
It's all right. No.
I like the grunge
Take a
look.
Picture and put it on your IG.
No. It's all right. But yeah, I mean, it's when you go to a show like this, it's a celebration of the music as well as the pop culture and, you know, everything at the time. So, you know, I mean, if I were going to the show, because I'm such a music geek, because I work at Billboard, I'm like, I just want to go for the music. But I would probably be surprised at what else happens in the show, and that's why it must be just fun on the road.
Yeah.
And now you guys are going to be on the road until 2018 with this.
Yeah. We're going to Europe.
Wow.
Australia.
Crazy.
And Canada.
Yeah, we're doing a Canada tour and
this is
everything.
Nuts.
I know. It's crazy.
It's so awesome, though.
It is.
Everybody wants a piece of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, aside from the I Love the 90s tour, I felt that it was appropriate to talk to you guys because, in addition to,
This month, March, we're recording this in March, mm-hmm. is the 30th anniversary of your debut on Billboard's charts.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew that.
Wow.
Back in March 1987, My Mic Sounds Nice debuted on Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. I think back then
that
it was...
That was before Push It then, huh?
Yeah.
My Mic Sounds Nice, yeah.
Push It was 88.
Yeah.
I just happen to know this. I work in the charts department, right. So I've got a bunch of this stuff in my head. But do you remember ever, like, do you remember finding out, like, that you hit the charts? Did someone call you or just show you a magazine? Mm-hmm. Or does that even register as memory?
Always, you know, hitting the charts and, you know, management or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And back then, it was all about the magazines, too. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
we still have that, yeah. believe it or not. We have a magazine still.
I know, right?
You know... In the past few years, you and your music have been celebrated in pop culture in so many ways. I think in more ways than I think before. You know, there's the Geico commercial, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o, thank you.
Yeah.
Lip synced you guys, What a Man,
yeah.
on Lip Sync Battle. You were, of course, celebrated at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors mm-hmm. last year. And then, you know, Beyonce and Blue Ivy and her, Beyonce's mom dressed up as Salt and Pepper last uh-huh. Halloween. You know, what has it been like seeing your imagery and your music reflected back to you in such a positive way?
I mean, like I said, overall, it's just the worth. It feels great to know, you know, the timeless music that we've made and from the audience to see how relevant we are. And like when you say Beyonce, that, I mean, it's amazing. And we always say song, but we're just not going anywhere. I mean, our song is here to stay. Like
exactly.
you said, it's
still
just,
playing.
Like, I know. Like you would think we have a number one record. I mean, you know, and it's even like in Shoopin' Deadpool, like all the other kids.
Yeah,
are
exactly.
Like, and the little kids are like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the Shoop and Deadpool is kind of like, you know, the Hooked on a Feeling in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's kind of like the same idea where people, a whole new audience just discovered
you.
Yeah,
it's true.
You can have nostalgia tonight, but at the same time, a whole new audience is discovering Shoop for the very first time.
It was a joke, though. Someone texted me, and they were like... introducing Shoop to a little kid, and he was like, you know, this is the song, because he was in Shoop, right? Because the kid saw Shoop, but then he was looking... He saw the video, but he was looking, where's Deadpool?
Where's Deadpool? It's like, no.
He wanted to know where Deadpool was. Right. It was so funny. I thought it was so cute. It was a cute story when they told me.
Obviously, you guys are on the road until you said 2018 with these shows. Not necessarily every show, but a lot of them. Does that mean there is other stuff that you guys are working on together in the future that we can talk about, or is there things under wraps?
We're going in the studio. We have a couple of songs already we've recorded.
Because you've dropped some like selected tracks over the past few years as kind of like standalone singles,
mm-hmm.
and I think people would love to hear about, even if it's something way off in the distance. We're hoping to do something.
Everyone's asking.
I know.
We've been kind of just caught up, and I know one thing about us is we're perfectionists.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a demand, but when we do it,
it's gotta be done right.
We're gonna be it's gotta be comfortable for us.
Yeah.
And so we know that we're gonna do it. And once we do it, it's gonna be right.
It's like a whole experience week, you know, one more go around.
It's a salt and pepper experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be a way bigger level than ever.
Yeah. Well, since it is the 30th anniversary of you on the charts, I thought it'd be fun to play a chart game as we close up the interview here. It's low pressure.
A game.
Good. She's good.
We love games.
Well, it's all about your career on our charts.
Oh, okay.
So, So this is easy. What was Salt-N-Pepa's first number one on our Hot Rap Songs chart?
Okay.
And it's a multiple choice, so I'll help you a little bit.
That helps.
Was it Push It? Chick on the Side? Or Expression?
Expression.
You're right.
Expression.
That was easy.
Okay,
so it was. This is actually sort of a trick question, because our rap chart didn't actually start until 89, which was after Push It was already a hit, because we were late a little bit clearly at Billboard.
Just a little bit late. It's
and
okay.
Expression actually spent 8 weeks at number one.
Wow.
And in 2014, we ranked the top rap songs of all time on our chart because it was the 25th anniversary, and Expression was the number 5 biggest hit ever on our rap chart.
Oh, awesome.
So you guys did good there.
Yes, we did.
Remember, that was a runaway hit right there for us.
Second of three questions, then we'll be done. What was your first top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Now, the Hot 100 is our all-genre chart, so right. it's pop. So, you know, it may not necessarily have been the very first song, and I will give you hints.
Okay.
Was it Let's Talk About Sex? Was it Shoop? Or was it You Showed Me?
Okay, say the question one more time.
What was your first top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100?
Let's Talk About Sex.
Shoop or You Showed Me?
Shoop.
It was Shoop.
Which
I still can't believe that because I'm like, wait a second, really?
Shoop was a good one.
Shoop
yeah.
was a good one.
Shoop went
Even
to number
though,
four.
Let's Talk About Sex was very controversial.
Right.
Yes.
Spawned a lot of controversy, Shoop. But Shoop was a,
I still wonder, when you guys shot that video, I'm like, it must have been the dead of winter because there was like three of you on a beach. No one else was there.
It was with all those men.
You're right.
And there was like a dude in a Speedo and three of you.
You're right. It was cold
day. Yeah, we did not invite any girls.
It was a gray day on that beach. Last question.
Okay.
Salt and Peppa also charted hits on our Dance Club Songs chart, which ranks the most popular tracks in clubs across the U.S., as reported by DJs. You can get on that panel if you'd like.
Whatever you want to play, Spin. We have to talk then.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which of these was your first hit on the club chart? Was it Tramp, Get Up Everybody, or Twist and Shout?
Twist and Shout. No.
No, not
Twist and Shout. What's the question again?
Which of these was your first hit on our Dance Club Songs chart?
Tramp,
Get Up Everybody, or Twist and Shout?
No, let's think about it.
Okay.
Which was the first... What?
our Dance Club chart. Was it Tramp,
Which
Get Up Everybody?
Which was on our Dance Club chart?
Yeah, your first hit on that chart.
Oh, true.
Tramp, Get Up Everybody, or Twist and Shout?
Twist and Shout was not here. It was in Europe.
Tramp
or Get Up? I might say Get Up.
I always say Tramp.
Final answer?
I'm going to say Get Up.
It's Tramp. You win. You win absolutely nothing.
She won.
You win nothing. You win bragging rights.
Yeah, I'm bragging rights. And you know I need that.
You know she will not stop with this one.
Right.
She is going to go all the way to tonight.
Look, I'm proud right now.
I have to say, when I was a wee little boy in a grade, many years
just
ago,
a little grade.
Junior high,
okay.
I had the 7-inch 45 vinyl single of Push It. Mm-hmm. And I vividly remember singing Push It in class.
Really?
And but
did you get in trouble?
No. Well, okay, I was so very proud that I could do the part.
Okay.
I was very proud of that. I don't know why. I still am. But I've always been a fan of you guys for forever.
Thank
and
you.
I think it's just remarkable what you've done.
Thank you.
And I was
Thank
so you. Thrilled that we could make this happen.
Oh, I'm glad to.
This
so,
is fun.
Good. This is fun. You made it fun.
Oh,
yes.
Thanks.
Normally, like trivia about it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That's fun stuff. Yeah.
Whenever there's a trivia game, make it about yourself. That's the best trivia game. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. You do so well. It's a spell. Hell, make me want to
Thank you again to Peppa and Spinderella for taking the time to chat with us. And make sure to check out the ILoveTheNineties Tour.com for details about the tour, which continues throughout the rest of the year.
Legends.
Legendary divas.
Indeed.
What a group. What a mighty good group.
Mighty, mighty good group.
All right. I think I'm going to keep on talking here because now it's time
for Chart Stat
of the Week. 10 years ago this week, Maroon 5 got its first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Makes Me Wonder. The band, led by Adam Levine, had charted four previous singles, including a pair of top tens with This Love and She Will Be Loved, but it was Makes Me Wonder that put the group on top. In total, the act has collected 26 hits on the Hot 100 chart, including two further number ones, Moves Like Jagger featuring Christina Aguilera, and One More Night. All told, the group has earned a dozen top 10 hits, including such smashes as Payphone, Animals, and Sugar.
So, and they're still racking up Hot 100 hits.
Yes.
Like, yeah, all
the one
the
with
time.
Future, Cold,
yep,
which was a top 20 hit quite recently.
Yep.
Well, there you have it. 10 years ago this week, Maroon 5 nabbed its first number one on the Hot 100 with Makes Me Wonder. Makes me wonder how we're doing on time, because it's the end of the show.
Terrible
segue. Well,
Any parting words, Katie?
My parting words today are salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. should we go out on a salt and pepper song?
Obviously.
We've already bumpered the show, their interview with Shoop and Push It.
So what do we need to hear next?
Well, let's talk about sex, expression, What a Man, None of Your Business.
I mean, I love What a Man. It's a classic.
We go out on What a Man.
A little En Vogue too in there.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.